Those who are with us on Monday evening will know that we are studying the topic, the Midot HaKorach HaTov. And it's that very Midot that we'd like to discuss Be'ezus Hashem tonight, and we will see its centrality in the story of Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim. So let us begin with the pasuk in Perek Gimel, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, he instructs him, Va'ato, and now, Lecho ve'ishlachacho el Paro. I am sending you to Paro, v'hoitze es ami b'nei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu receives clear instruction from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to address Paro and to demand that he frees Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. The Medrash tells us on that pasuk that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to go and address Paro, he said, "Eini yochel, I cannot do so. Mipnei shekibalni Yisroi uposach li beisoi, because Yisroi took me in." And he housed me, and he looked after me. This is, of course, a reference to the beginning of the parasha. As we know, Moshe Rabbeinu escaped upon the threat of death to Midian. He encounters the daughters of Yisroi. He saves them from the hands of the shepherds. And Yisroi takes him in and looks after him. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, for that reason, I feel that I have a debt of gratitude towards him. So I cannot just abandon him. Before I go and speak to Paro, I first have to seek reshus from Yisroi in order to be able to do this. Now, as we pointed out in our Monday night Vad, those of you who are with us would have heard, this is a tremendous chiddush on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu that he felt a chiyuv of HaKorach HaTov at all. After all, why did Yisroi take Moshe Rabbeinu in? Because he saved his daughters. So it was only correct, as a payment, as it were, for his efforts, he reciprocated by taking him into his home. Furthermore, Chazal tell us that Yisroi actually had an agenda. He was hoping that if Moshe Rabbeinu would be admitted into his home. So Yisroi was hoping that perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu would marry one of his daughters, which is, of course, exactly what happened at the end of the day. He married Tzipora. So Yisroi takes in Moshe Rabbeinu only because he helped out his daughters. He takes in Moshe Rabbeinu because he has his own self-interest at heart. And nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu feels an overwhelming debt of gratitude towards him, which itself is a tremendous chiddush, which we discuss on another occasion. But be that as it may, Moshe Rabbeinu feels that he has a chiyuv of HaKorach HaTov towards Yisroi and cannot therefore carry out his mission and speak to Paro until he first receives permission from Yisroi. And the question which must of course be asked, as important and noble as the midah of HaKorach HaTov is, at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him clear instruction, go and speak to Paro. How was it that Moshe Rabbeinu saw this feeling of HaKorach HaTov towards Yisroi should somehow override the instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? For all the good intention, for all the noble thoughts in the world, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you on a mission, how can it possibly be that we have other cheshbonos, even Moshe Rabbeinu? How are we to understand that? So perhaps we can understand, in accordance with the Yisoid, that is laid down for us by the Meir Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Shmulevitz. He doesn't specifically talk about our parasha, but we will use his principle to explain our parasha, and then Be'ezus Hashem we will try to explain it in greater depth. Because a similar episode is to be found after HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Matos, Nekoim Nikmat B'nei Yisrael, following the tragic story with Midian, who are Machshel Klal Yisrael, and now their vengeance needs to be sought. So Moshe Rabbeinu is told, go and seek vengeance from Midian on the part of Klal Yisrael. And before you know it, a few psukim later it says, Moshe Rabbeinu sends Pinchas to lead the mission. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you should go and seek vengeance from Midian. So Chazal tell us, the Medrash and Medrash Tanchuma, how can it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nekoim Ba'atmacha, that you should seek vengeance, and yet, Behu Sholach Acherim, and yet here he is having sent somebody else. So the Medrash says, the reason is because he was brought up in Midian, and Midian saved him. So he said, how can I possibly be the one to do battle against Midian, when after all, they were the ones who saved me? Again, the middle of HaKoros HaTov. But again, the question must be asked. A very wonderful middle of HaKoros HaTov. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly told him, Nekoim Nikmas Midyon. And if we translate literally, that means, you should go and seek vengeance from Midyon. So how is it that, because of HaKoros HaTov, he somehow alters the instruction of the Ribbono Shel Olam? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz teaches us a tremendous yesod. And he says, just like we know that the Torah is written, as it were, in code, and therefore needs to be decoded. As we say every morning in Davening, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'shloish Esrei Midos HaTorah Nidreshet Bohen. There are 13 different principles by which we decode the Torah. And on occasion it will say one thing, but we know, using the rules of decoding, that it has to in fact mean something else, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave us the Torah, also gave us the rules by which we must decode the Torah. Says the Miri Rosh Hashiva, HaKoras HaTov is one of those midos that the Torah must be decoded with. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, seek vengeance from Midian, not for a moment, chas v'sholem, should we think that Moshe Rabbeinu distorted the instruction. He decoded the instruction. This must have been what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot possibly have meant this literally, if it would be a compromise on the middle of HaKoros HaTov. Let's perhaps give a marshal. Imagine you are sitting at home, just about to begin a meal, and you suddenly realize there's no food in the house. You're starving hungry. So you call your son and you say to him, listen, do me a favor. Here's some money. I'd like you to go to the makolet, and please go and buy me some food as quickly as you possibly can. I'm starving hungry. And he makes a calculation. It's about a minute walk to the local makolet, a minute back, probably 2 minutes in the makolet. He shouldn't be longer than 4 or 5 minutes altogether. After all, he's told him, go as quickly as you can. The father is waiting patiently, and then impatiently, 5 minutes comes and 5 minutes goes, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 minutes. And eventually the son arrives with a bag of food. What took you so long? I told you to go quickly. So the son says, yes, but in order to get to the makolet, as you know, I have to cross a very busy road. And there were cars non-stop for 5 minutes. if you would walk across that road during those 5 minutes, it was pikuach nefesh mamish. So what would we say? That the son has distorted the instruction of the father? The father told him as quickly as you can. That's not distorting, that's decoding. Even though the father didn't spell it out, but the son knows full well that when my father tells me to go and run to the makolet, he means do so safely. And if by running across the road it would not be safe, then clearly that cannot possibly be what my father wants me to do. So if I took 10 minutes over this job and it normally takes 5, that's in no way a distortion of my father's instruction. That's just decoding my father's instruction. When he told me to go quickly, he meant quickly and safely. All instruction from my father must be understood through the prism of safety. So too over here, says the Beri Rosh Hashiva. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that it cannot be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instruction to fight against Midian could possibly be taken literally. After all, that would be a compromise on the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it cannot therefore be that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of him. So instead, he sends Pinchas in his place. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz gives many examples of this. Have a look there. But either way, that would l'chaira explain the medrash that we began with tonight. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go and speak to Paro, and he says, I just have to make a stop first by Yisroel, because I have a chil of HaKadosh HaTayim, and he says, that's fine and wonderful, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told you otherwise. The answer is, he has not told me otherwise. Because the instructions of the Ribbono Shel Olam can never be at the price of HaKadosh HaTayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu must surely have meant, go to Paroi, obviously following, firstly seeking permission from Yisroel out of a feeling of gratitude towards him for all that he did for you. So that L'chaira would be an understanding of this Medrash. But I'd like to explain, perhaps, in a little bit of depth, that even though the Mira Rosh Hashiva explains that this Midah HaKadosh HaTayim is a general principle, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instructions must be decoded, but perhaps let's suggest that this takes extra special significance when we are dealing with the parasha of Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim. It will not be long where we will be sitting around the table on Motzah Shabbos, Leil HaSeder Tovshin Pei Aleph, where we will have a mitzvah min HaTorah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Gemara tells us that we must recite the relevant psukim that deal with the story of Mitzrayim. So you would expect, which psukim are those? Parashas Shemayit, Parashas Vayera, Parashas Boy. And we are surprised to see that the Gemara tells us that even though those psukim are mentioned as well, but it's critical that you mention the psukim in Parashas Kisavai, Arami, Oved, Ovi, which, as we know, takes central place in Magid, in Sipiyatiyas Mitzrayim. Those are the psukim which are recited when one brings Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And for some reason, those are the psukim that must be mentioned on Leil Pesach. What has Bikurim being brought to the Beis HaMikdash got to do with the union of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Now obviously, it's true, in that parasha of Bikurim, it clearly is mentioned, the union of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it's not the only place in the Torah. What is significant about those particular psukim? And the answer is, and I saw this in a paper this week, Yerach Lemoyadim, one of the Rosh Hashivas of Lakewood, from Yeruchim Olshin Shrita. And he said, and this is really the story, what is so critical about those psukim is when it says, you arrive in the Beis HaMikdash, Va'amarto Elov, and you should make the following declaration to the Kohanim, and what does the world famous Rashi tell us? Va'amarto Elov, She'eincha Kofui Toivo. This is an announcement, a declaration in which you are clearly stating to the Kohen, I am not a Kofui Toiv. I am not ungrateful. To the contrary, I am a makir toiv, I am full of gratitude. The mitzvah of bikurim, as clearly stated by the Torah and Rashi, is an expression of akoras hatoiv, and a declaration that I am not, chas v'shalom, guilty of the opposite, of being a kofui toiv. And that's why we go all the way back, Arami Oyvedovi, all the way back to Lavan who wanted to kill Yaakov. What has that got to do with Bikurim? And the answer is, because this is my big opportunity to express my appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For what? For everything. So I go back to the beginning of our story. To the beginning of the founding of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu, the danger that he finds himself in, the hands of Lavan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him, and then saved us from Mitzrayim, and eventually brought us here to Eretz Yisrael, and gave me a field with peiros, and here are the peiros which I offer as a humble gift of gratitude towards the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and the Kohanim who are the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's representatives here on this world. That is the yesoid of the mitzvah of Bikurim. And that is the yesoid of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. We perhaps traditionally think, which is true but only in part, that the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is in essence to recount the story. It's story time. But if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam codifies this mitzvah for us, he says the mitzvah is to talk about the nisim ubahoidoisloi and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a makir toiv. That is a chiddush. One could indeed simply understand the mitzvah is to relay and recount the story. The Rambam says an absolute integral part of the Sipur Mitzrayim is Bahoidoisloi, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too the Sefer Achinoch, when he defines the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, he says the mitzvah is to recount the story, or the Halel, or the Shabeach, to thank and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Merely to go over the story, the bare details, that is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is on Leil Pesach to be a makir toiv, to be a moideh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that he's done for us. And therefore, of course, it makes perfect sense that the mitzvah and the psukim that we would like to quote on this epic night of Pesach, which is all about Hodah, is the mitzvah of Bikurim, which likewise is all about Hidoyah. She'eincha Kofui Toiv. It's a declaration of gratitude. It's a declaration of not Chas V'Shalom being ungrateful. Those are the psukim that are most appropriate for Leil HaSeder, which is all about being a Moideh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think it's well known, famous question, why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why do we not begin the Seder night with a bracha Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? A well-known question. The Maharal says, cryptically, you know why there's no bracha? Because essentially, this is a mitzvah, as he writes, the ikar hadova u'machshebet halev. The main body of this mitzvah is all about the feelings in the heart. A very difficult thing to understand. What does he mean? Surely the mitzvah is a meiser mitzvah of dibur. There we are, sitting for hours on end, recounting the story. Just like we say Kriya Shema, and we say Sfira Sa'oimer, and we make a bracha. What does the Maral say? What does he mean when, no, this is different, the main mitzvah is in the lave? The answer is, because if the Yisoid of Sipias Yisrael is not recounting the story, but rather is that feeling of Akaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then indeed the Ikar Mitzvah is not performed with one's mouth, rather with a lave. A heartfelt feeling of gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that type of mitzvah, halakhically, does not require a bracha at all. It is fascinating to note that it is not just simply a Yetzias Mitzrayim that the essence of the mitzvah is Haidah. We might not have noticed this, but hopefully we will now, and we will remember this Pesach. This is the theme of the entire night of Pesach, all the mitzvahs therein. The Arba Kodesh. The Marashah teaches us in Brachos, do you know why we take four kotes? What is the significance of the number four? We know that our menu rewards it. Listen to the phenomenal words of the Marashah. The Marashah says there are four types of people who need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Four people who have to bench HaGoyimei L'chayobim Toivei. Two benches HaGoyimei. Four types of people. Who are they? One who has been released from jail, one who traverses a desert, one who crosses the sea, and one who escapes from illness. As the Marashah, all four applied to Klal Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. They too were released from jail, the bondage in Egypt. They too crossed the Midbar. They crossed the sea, the Yamsuf, and they too were healed for all their illnesses and the torture at the hands of Mitzrayim. So therefore they represent, Klal Yisrael represent all four cases of those who must thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Marashah, that's why we too take four cases. Mo'oshiv Lashem, we say, how do I thank Hashem for Kol Tagmuloi Yeloi? Kois Yeshua's Esau. By raising a kois in thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there it is. Not just the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the mitzvah of the Dalet Kaisai is all about Hoidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is as if we were benching HaGoyimel on the Leila Seda, time after time after time, four in total. And which other mitzvahs we have on Seder night? Of course, the mitzvah of matzah. And as we know, the halacha requires that we take three matzahs. The Mefarshim explained, the Mordechai says, you know why three? Because in the Korban Toidah, as we know, there were 40 breads, one type of chametz and three types of matzah. So the three matzahs that we take on Seder night correspond to the three types of matzah in the Korban Toidah, once again, all about thanking. So this is therefore the theme that runs through all of Seder night. Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, Arba Kotes, and matzah are all about thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the avodah of Pesach and the Leil HaSeder specifically. That feeling, the hargashat halev of hodoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And doesn't this, of course, beg the obvious question. Surely we are always thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We must always thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it specific? Why is it uniquely related to Pesach, this overwhelming feeling of Hakaras HaTov? Why does that become the dominant theme? Dalas Koseis, Matzahs, Tzipias Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil HaSeder. And the answer is, and this is really the story that we wanted to share tonight. When one thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when one makes oneself aware of all the chesed and all the tovos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed us, what is the next obvious step? What happens as a result? So let's read the words, the very important words of the Mesillas Yesharim. The Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Ches says the following words. If a person ever feels, he writes, this is the Perek that deals with the midas of atlus and zrizus, laziness, and the opposite, alacrity. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, if a person ever feels that he's slackening in his avodas Hashem, a bit lackluster, lazy, how is it that he can re-energize his feeling of being an Eved Hashem? Says Mr. Yesharim, Ma sheyuchal lahagbir ha'itoyerus. Do you know what it is that can really strengthen and awaken those feelings of being an Eved Hashem, who is sacrus by paying attention, v'roiv ha'toivois shakadosh baruch hu oiseh in ha'odom. By paying attention, by being grateful for all the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us, b'chol eis u'b'chol shah, right back me'eis ha'leino, right back from the time we were born, Ab Hayoim Ha'acharei. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, Ki kol ma sheyirbe lehistakel ulehistvoinein, the more one looks and pays attention to this, yarbe lahakir la'atzmoi choyvo rabo el Hashem sheheitiv loy. A very simple and fundamental equation that the Mesillas Yesharim teaches us. The more one feels grateful and aware of the chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon us, the more that feeling will be strengthened of my obligation to be a loyal Eved Hashem. After all, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for me. If we don't pay attention, and we are guilty of being a kofui toiv, why must I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What has He done for me? The more we are misvoyneh in all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, the more necessarily we will feel a strengthened feeling of being an Eved Hashem. Now we put the pieces together and we see the picture emerges aloud and clear. Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim. What happened when they left Mitzrayim? Says the Medrash, we have quoted this Medrash in the past. Paray becomes banging, knocking on the door in the middle of the night on Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen's door. Send them out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. What do you think we are? Ganovim, leaving in the middle of the night? We would like to hear you officially declare first, before we even consider leaving, that we are officially free. So Paray says those famous words, until now you are my avodim, but from now on, ein atem avodah, you are no longer my slaves, elo avdei Hashem. You are from now on in the slaves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oivdei Hashem. And the Medrash is written on the words in Tehillim, Hallelu Avdei Hashem. it would be extremely superficial to look at Yetzias Mitzrayim as an escape from the clutches of the hands of Mitzrayim and to stop there. We are missing the point. The point of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to no longer be avodim to Paroi. This is when we became avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The two sides of the coin. Until now you are avdei Paroi, but now, hallelujah, avdei Hashem. And if that's the point, I think everything now makes perfect sense. If Leil HaSeder, Pesach night, what is it that we are trying to strengthen? We are celebrating not just that we don't have to work anymore, but rather we are celebrating the fact and being mechazek the inyan that we are avdei Hashem. But the Maaseh Yeshorim taught us that what is it that can strengthen that feeling of being an Eved Hashem? It is the expression of Hidoya, of Hakaras HaTov. The more one is grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more one feels an overwhelming sense of gratitude, the more one becomes a better and stronger Eved Hashem. Such that the Avodah on Pesach night all makes perfect sense. Of course, Dalet Kosos and Matzah and Tzipias Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about Hoidah, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because it is that expression of Hoidah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will bring about the whole purpose of Pesach, the whole purpose of the Leil HaSeder, and the whole purpose of Geulas Mitzrayim, which is to become an Eved Hashem. So in Mitz Hashem, this coming Pesach, rather than just focusing on what the matzah tastes like and whether the wine is a good, tasty wine or not, what we're really using these mitzvahs for is to generate a feeling of Hidoya and Hakaras HaTov. Why? Because that's what the Maaseh Yeshorim taught us. The more we feel grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the better Avdei Hashem we will become. And if Pesach is all about celebrating and strengthening our Avodat Hashem and the feeling of being Oivdei Hashem, then the first obvious step must be one of Hakaras HaTov. Must be one of Hakaras HaTov. The Chovel Salvavus discusses this at length, and he says also, a person should always consider on a personal level, on a family level, on a national level, and on an international level, how much chesed he has been the recipient of. Because the more chesed he has indeed been the recipient of, the more that obligates him to be a better Eved Hashem. That is what's happening on Pesach. That is what the Leil HaSeder is all about. Mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah, which foster a feeling of a doya. We recite the psukim of Bikurim. We raise four cups of wine. We have the three matzahs of the Korban Toidah to strengthen the feeling of a doya in order to truly feel we are no longer avdei paroi, we are now avdei Hashem. Let's now come back to the question we first began with. Moshe Rabbeinu is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go to Paroi, take them out of Mitzrayim. He says, I must first make a stop by Yisroel because I have a feeling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we explained he wasn't chas v'sholom distorting the instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was decoding it. In light of the way we've just explained, we now understand that this had specific relevance at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Reb Chaim Friedlander writes that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Yesod of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Hakaras HaTov. How can I possibly be the leader of Klal Yisrael? How can I possibly be the one who initiates Yetzias Mitzrayim if I myself do not excel in the middah of Hakaras HaTov. And that's why he knew he must first go to Yisrael. He must seek his permission out of the feeling of Hakaras HaTov. Yes, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz taught us this is a general principle in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instructions must be decoded. But in light of the way we understood the avodah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we understand that specifically on the verge of the most colossal moment in Klal Yisrael's history, when they now become Avdei Hashem, the basis of which is a feeling of Hakaras HaTov, it must be that the manhig, the one who is charged with the mission of making Klal Yisrael Avdei Hashem, it must be that he is personified the middle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And therefore it must be that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take them out of Mitzrayim, go and speak to Paroi, it must be not at the expense of being a Kofui Toiva. It must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant, first seek permission from Yisrael, perfect yourself in the middle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Make sure they too are Makirei Tov, such that they will become Avdei Hashem. Because after all, that is the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Eventually they come to Sinai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am your God, and you are my slaves, you are my avodim. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu finish off the sentence? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoseiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. He does not say, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the world. I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu who took you out of Mitzrayim. That is where your story began. That is what generates the feeling of Hakaras HaTov, which has mechayev you to be an Eved Hashem. And therefore, we would only say in conclusion, it is no surprise whatsoever, therefore, that Gedolei Yisrael, who are the people who excel, who are Avdei Hashem par excellence, it is no coincidence whatsoever that they always excel also in the middle of Hakaras HaTov. I heard this a number of times myself, and I'm sure several people here tonight would have heard it as well at the same time as I did. But I heard many times from Rabbi Brevda Zecher Tzadik Livracha, when he used to talk in the Gra Shul in Ramah Aleph. He used to say that he had a zechus, as you well know, to be had a very close kesher with many Gedolei Yisrael. He was close with the Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish and the Chatzkel Levenstein, amongst others, Rav Shach. And I heard him say on more than one occasion, if you would ask me, what was the common denominator between all Gedolei Yisrael? He said their outstanding middah, every single one of them was the middah of Hakaras HaTov. That's what he said. That is the hallmark of a Gedolei Yisrael. But now we understand why. It is not just a noble middah. It is the basis of being an Eved Hashem. And if a Gedolei Yisrael was matzliach in being a superb Eved Hashem, it must be predicated on the middah of Hakaras HaTov. I think it's well known, Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was once invited at a very elderly age, the Zikne Yerushalayim, Gedolei Adoyim. He was invited to a bar mitzvah, the son of one of his Talmidim. And the Talmud clearly said to him, I don't expect you to come, I don't even want the Rebbe to come, I wouldn't want to be matriarch you to come to the bar mitzvah at your age, I know you are unwell and frail. And to his surprise, in the middle of the bar mitzvah celebration, even though the celebration took place in his home, which was two flights of stairs, there was no elevator, and all of a sudden there's a knock at the door, and Rabbi Zalman Meltzer arrives. The Baal Simcha was, of course, deeply honored, but he felt terrible that the Rosh Hashiva made such a supreme effort to join the Bar Mitzvah celebration. And he said, Rebbe, tell me, why did you come to the Bar Mitzvah? And he said, because I have Hakaras HaToiv to your son, the Bar Mitzvah boy. Hakaras HaToiv? What has my son ever done for the Rosh Hashiva? And he said, I'll tell you, when you brought me the Bar Mitzvah invitation, I read the invitation and the thought that went through my mind was, wow, I can't believe that this child is Bar Mitzvah. I remember when he was born, it seems like yesterday. And I was thinking to myself, wow, I see how time flies. And I'm therefore mukhuya to be chayza b'tshuva, because I know, look how fast time moves along and I don't have much time left here, but olam hazeh. Because of your son, he said, I had thought of tshuva. And I'm therefore internally indebted in gratitude to your son for being the one with the impetus for my Hirhurei Tshuva. That's why I came to the Bar Mitzvah. That's the hallmark of a Gadol B'Yisrael. Reb Shalom Shvadron, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was once in England on a fundraising mission towards the end of his life. And whilst in London, he had a fall, an accident, where he injured his leg. And like any Gadol B'Yisrael, he thinks to himself, what is the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach me? And he couldn't figure it out. He made his way to Manchester. He said, I must seek an audience. I need to discuss this with the Rosh Hashiva. The Manchester Rosh Hashiva of Yudhazei Segal, Zecher Tzadik, Kodesh Livracha. And he said to the Rosh Hashiva, I need to work this out. What is the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach me? And they went through and discussed it until eventually the conclusion they came to was that Rav Sholem had a Talmid in the United States of America who invited him to a chasana, and Rav Sholem said, I cannot attend, I'm too frail. And they came to the conclusion that apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending a message that you had a chiyuv of Hakaras HaToiv for this Talmid, he's helped you over the years. You're not too frail to go to the chasana. Rav Sholem made an emergency phone call to America. The chasana had taken place a few days earlier. Today was the day of the last Sheva Brachas. He speaks to the host. He says, I'm booking a flight now. I'm going to America. Make sure you drag out the Sheva Brachas. I want to arrive in time. Rav Sholem, at a late age, having just injured his leg, out of a feeling of Hakaras HaToiv, he made the lengthy trek to the Sheva Brachas. He arrived at the last half an hour of the last Sheva Brachas, and he spoke and was Mesameach Chosen V'Kala out of a feeling of Hakaras HaToiv. The Manchester Rosh Hashiva himself, on one occasion, his sukkah blew down. On the first day of Yom Tov, the gusty winds of Manchester, he suddenly finds himself with no sukkah. He knocks on the neighbor's door and he says, perhaps I can eat my Yom Tov sudah in your sukkah. Oh, what a tremendous privilege. Greatest kavod that the Rosh Hashiva eat his sudah in my sukkah. From then on, every year at Tzoyf Yom Tov, the Rosh Hashiva would knock on his neighbor's door on the first day of Yom Tov and make kiddush in his sukkah out of a feeling of Hakaras HaToiv for the year that you allowed me to eat in your sukkah in my hour of need. This indeed is the hallmark of any Gadol B'Yisrael. Perhaps let's just conclude with one final episode where Rav Chatzkel Abramsky, a Gadol B'Yisrael in his own right, finds himself one evening in a hotel, and he hears through the wall of his room that there is somebody clearly davening Maariv in the next room, and he cannot help but overhear the tefillah, and he hears how this mispalel is pouring his heart out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly in tears for every child and for giving me seichel and for giving me health, and for giving me parnasa, a tremendous tefillah. The next day, he comes down to the receptionist area, and he says, Can I just ask you a question? I was in room number so-and-so. I'm just curious. Who was in the room next to me? They look at their files and they say, it was the Chofetz Chaim. He heard the Chofetz Chaim davening Maariv, expressing his hakaras hatov for every chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had bestowed upon him. As we said, this is the middle that is the common denominator between any God and Yisrael. This is the middle which is the introduction, the basis to being an Eben Hashem. This is therefore the avodah of the Leil HaSeder, all the mitzvahs where the theme is Avodah, in order to strengthen the feeling of Hallelu Avdei Hashem, such that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot possibly compromise on the middle of Hakaras HaTov when it comes to taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. That is the basis, and that is the story for the entire Geula of Mitzrayim. The introduction of Vidoya Hakaras HaTov L'lamedcho she'imcho kopui toivon, and as the Mesillas Yeshayim taught us, that will necessarily bring us to a feeling of appreciation, but also of obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that feeling of pride of being the one fortunate enough to be the Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wish you all a very good Shabbos.